Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time. And in verse 9, it's talking about resisting the devil. Like we've said before, I'll say it like this. The only way to exercise authority over the devil is under God. That's the only way it works. You take your place under Him, then you're in position to make the enemy take his place under your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. But if you refuse to submit, then if you're being defiant, if you're being stubborn, if you're being disobedient, you are already yielding to the enemy. You didn't get that disobedience and that stubbornness from God or from the Spirit of God. You're yielding to the enemy. And then if you turn around and try to exercise authority over the enemy, he laughs in your face because you're yielding to him. He knows you are. So he knows he doesn't have to submit to you. The Lord gave us a phrase already in this series, and that is that the place of protection and power is the place of submission. It's the place of protection and power is the place of submission. Go with me back to a verse you may have heard of before. Mark 11. I don't think these things are widely known, do you? Or widely understood, and they should be. And it's not because they're hard to understand, it's because the enemy works so hard to obscure them. The enemy is the proudest being we know anything about, and he is the most defiant. He is the most disobedient and rebellious. And he's always trying to influence human beings to be like him. And how many in your heart, you don't want to be anything like the enemy? Jesus said, come learn about me. Well, how is he? He is not proud. He is not defiant. He is humble, and he is completely submitted to the Father. Completely. Praise God. In Mark 11, 22, are you ready to shout about something? Yes. Mark 11, I'm excited. I'm telling you, it's taken us the previous lessons in this series to get to this point today. And we're at a good place. Praise. Yeah. Now, you know, not everybody wants to hear this. But if you're smart, you will hear it. And what's the other side of humbling yourself? He will exalt you. Whew. That's not you doing something. That's not somebody else doing something. That's Him doing something. When Jesus spoke to the fig tree, He gave it an order. This is a command. No man eat fruit of you from now on, hereafter forever. And it dried up from the roots in not too many hours. And when they came by and saw it dried up, they were marveling. They were astounded that he could just speak to that tree and it would do what he told it to do. And so Jesus uses it as a teaching opportunity. He said, have faith in God, or as other translations bring out, have the faith of God. Have the God kind of faith. Then he describes how the God kind of faith functions both in command and in prayer. Verse 23 is the command of faith. Verse 24 is prayer of faith. They're not the same. There's a lot of things we shouldn't pray about. Oh, yeah. You don't pray and ask God to move the mountain out of the way. You're trying to get Him to do something He told you to do. Speaking to the mountain is not prayer. You're not talking to God. You got a big problem in your life? Quit begging God to fix it. Talk to it. Command it to get out of your life. Shut it down. If it's a good thing, every good thing comes from the Father. And if you want to pray and ask Him for something good, well, then you do that in faith. What things serve you desire when you pray? Believe you receive them. But now notice verse 23. He said, verily I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, Jesus said, and yes, there was a literal mountain that He's pointing to over there, be removed. Now let's stop right here. Who are you talking to at this point?
The mountain.
You're talking to a mountain. Be removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Do not presume you fully understand this verse. Just because you've heard it a few times, do not assume that you've got all of this. This is amazing. And it's available to every one of us. A lot of folks will read that and they go, you're joking, right? I mean, he's speaking figuratively. No, he's not. He's talking about a literal mountain, literally being moved. Somebody said, that's crazy talk. Watch who you're talking about.
Amen.
I didn't write this. Brother Hagin said, one time he's teaching on these things, they're out in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and of course, a lot of oil production out there, especially, you know, a lot of years back, it was the main thing going. And he said, this guy was all sarcastic, said, what if I said I'm going to believe for 10 million oil wells? And Brother Hagin said, well, if you really believed it and said it, you could have it, but you don't, so you won't, so shut up. What do you mean? Here's something we haven't emphasized enough, even those of us that know a little bit about these. If you'll say whatever it is you're saying, and what? Not doubt in your heart. This is a big thing. This is the same word translated waver in James and other places. Let's just look at it. Hold your place there in Mark and in James, first chapter, James 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, do what? Well, now here's something you can pray about. Wisdom's a good thing. Every good thing comes from God. Amen. So you can ask God for some wisdom. If you're smart, you'll do this frequently. If you're in a situation, you don't know what to do, you don't know how to do it, don't just keep racking through your brain, trying to figure it out yourself. Stop and say, Father, we ask you for wisdom about this. Show us what to do, how to do it, we ask you. Don't just keep asking that same thing 100 times throughout the day. Now what do you need to do? You need to get in faith about what you just asked. We don't receive by just begging, begging, begging. You ask, and like verse 24 that we didn't finish reading, but most of you know it, whatever it is you desire, when you pray, do what? Believe. You take it, believe you receive it, and you'll have it. Ask of God. God will give to all, liberally. He wants you to have His wisdom. He wants you to know what to do and how to do it. He won't upbraid you for being dumb. He'll just give you the wisdom. And it'll be given him. Verse 6, but let him ask in faith, what?
Nothing
wavering. Why don't we see more literal Mark 11:23 happening? Speaking to the mountain and the mountain being moved.
People are wavering.
Exactly. Wavering. As people hesitantly speak and they're not convinced whether it will happen or whether it won't. Well, if you're just asking for wisdom, will you automatically get wisdom? Even though God has it, even though He wants you to have it? No. You can't waver. You can't vacillate. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. This is why things don't happen. Not because it doesn't work. Jesus is right. What He said is right. Let him ask in faith, what?
Nothing.
Look at your neighbor, help him out, say, no wavering.
No wavering.
Now the devil will try to tell you, you can't keep from wavering, but he's a liar. I said, he's a liar.
That's right.
The Lord wouldn't tell you to do something you can't do. He wouldn't tell you not to do something you can't keep from doing. Come on, say it out loud by faith. I don't have to.
I don't have to.
Waver.
Waver.
I don't have to. I don't have to. I don't have to waver. He that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. What does a wave do? It's up. It's down. It's here, it's there. You can't be like that and get answers to prayer. Maybe healing will show up. I hope it does. But you know, what if it's not His will? You're not in faith at all. There's no faith there. You got to become persuaded, completely persuaded, so that the wavering stops. And there's no vacillation. There's no halting between two opinions. Anybody remember Romans 4? Turn there. My, my. Did you know we're having faith school today?
Yes.
Well, what's the victory that overcomes the world? What's the thing that receives whatever you need from God and pleases Him in every area of your life and enabled you to overcome every temptation and over every problem? Don't get tired of hearing about faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.